15 days ago, Tottenham were playing Bolton Wanderers in an FA Cup quarter-final at White Hart Lane. And just before half-time, with no other player near him, one of the Bolton Wanderers players, Fabrice Muamba, suddenly collapsed. People went on to the pitch to help him, and he was treated on the pitch. And then he was taken to the intensive care unit of the London Chest Hospital in Bethnal Green. And he still remains there, seriously ill. Fabrice Muamba had had a heart attack, and later on the Bolton Wanderers manager Owen Coyle issued a statement on behalf of the club and Fabrice Muamba's family, thanking people for their good wishes and their prayers, and saying that they had been very important and a real source of strength for the family. The next day, Chelsea were playing Leicester City in another FA Cup quarter-final. And the Chelsea player, Gary Cahill, who had been a Bolton Wanderers player, scored a goal, and he revealed a shirt with the words on it, "Pray for Muamba." On Monday morning in the Guardian newspaper, there were photos of two Chelsea players who had played for Bolton Wanderers, each wearing shirts displaying the words, "Pray for Muamba." Jesus was facing arrest, suffering, and crucifixion. And so he went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. We're told he was filled with horror, dismay, and grief. He was facing the greatest suffering and challenge of his life. And so he turned to God in prayer. Why do we pray? Well, usually we pray in a crisis, when a young, popular, and talented footballer, Fabrice Muamba, had a heart attack. People prayed for him. If we have a serious illness, the likelihood is we will pray about it and ask others to pray for us. If we are facing an important decision about our work, about our home, or education, or retirement, the likelihood is that we will pray for God's guidance. If we hear about a volcano, an earthquake, or a flood which kills people, destroys homes, and creates havoc, we are likely to pray about it. If we hear of warfare or senseless cruelty and violence, we're likely to pray that God will bring peace for the people affected. Why pray? We pray in the crises of life, in times of illness, when facing a major decision, when there's a natural disaster, when there's warfare, or at other times of crises. Now, when we pray, we show faith in prayer and faith in God. We show our faith that there really is a God, and it's not just emptiness and nothingness beyond this human life. We also show our faith that God is loving. God is not indifferent and aloof to his people and his creation. And God is not an evil despot who delights in hurting and oppressing his creation and his people. No, God is love. And I suspect that when we pray, we are seeking one of three answers. We may be praying for healing, for an illness, or some other problem. Or we may be praying for God's guidance in any major decision we are to take. Or we may be praying for God's strength to help us to face our illness or problem in a positive way and in a fulfilling way. When Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, he showed faith in prayer and faith in a loving God. He uses the Aramaic word Abba, which means my Father. And this was an intimate and affectionate address to God, showing us that for Jesus, God was a loving and good God. In a time of drought and famine, the prophet Elijah went to stay with a widow and her son in a village called Zarephath in Sidon. And the widow fed Elijah for a long time. And then the widow's son became seriously ill and died. And the widow blamed Elijah for this. She said to him that he brought her sins to light. Elijah immediately takes the boy up into his room, lays him on his bed, and breathes into him and prays to God that God will put the breath of life into the child. God listens to Elijah and responds to his prayer and breathes the breath of life into Elijah. Elijah takes the boy back to his mother alive and well. When we pray, we show faith in prayer and also faith in God, who is a loving and good God. One of the meanings of prayer is to get to know God, and in particular to get to know God's will and to seek God's grace and help to do his will. Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane, facing imminent arrest, trial, suffering, and crucifixion. He didn't want to die, and so he prays, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me." Jesus didn't want to suffer and die. But then he went on to pray, "But not what I will, but what you will." In other words, above all, Jesus wanted to do the will of God, and so he went ahead to suffer and to die on the cross. And we see in this incident in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus above all seeking and deciding to do the will of God and seeking God's help to do it. Solomon comes to be king of Israel when he's young, and he has a dream at the beginning of his reign. And in this dream, God asks Solomon what he would like God to give him. And Solomon acknowledges the great responsibility he has as king, and that he is unskilled in leadership. And so he asks God for the ability to listen, to govern justly, and to distinguish good from evil. And God is pleased with Solomon's prayer, for Solomon hasn't asked for long life for himself, or great personal wealth, or for the death of his enemies. And so God grants Solomon his request. And we see in this prayer that Solomon wants to rule God's people in God's way. He wants to do God's will, and he seeks God's help to do it. A long way down a cliff beneath the castle of Miramar, and 80 feet below the surface of the Adriatic Sea, there's a cage containing a marvellous pearl. Now, the pearl hadn't been worn for a long time, and it had lost its colour. It belonged to the Archduchess Rainer, and experts agreed that the only way that the pearl would regain its brilliancy and colour was by being immersed in the depths of the sea. And so the pearl was put into the crystal depths, and after quite a long time it was brought back to the surface, its beauty and its splendour restored. The only way that we can achieve or regain the luster of our inner spiritual life is through frequent and regular prayer, in which we seek communion with God and to know God's will and also God's help in doing his will. Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane facing imminent arrest, suffering, and crucifixion. He prayed, showing his faith in prayer and in God. And through this prayer, he went ahead to the cross, doing God's will with God's help. One of the most important meanings of prayer is to get to know God and his will, and to receive God's grace and help to do his will. Amen.